From out of the West comes Red Ryder, America's famous fighting cowboy.
Run up that pony, Little Beaver. The dam in Bucktooth Canyon is about to bust. So let's hit that trail.
You betcha, Red Ryder. Get along. Get him up. Get.
Get going, Thunder. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder.
The Adventures of Red Ryder. Saved the Barton's ranch from the ruthless Carson, Red Ryder and Little Beaver are on the way back to Painted Valley when they hear the rumblings of thunder. Not just thunder in the skies, but the crashing sounds more familiar to Red Ryder, the thunder of gun trouble. With a dam in Bucktooth Canyon filling dangerously under torrential rains, every ranch and life in the valley under it is threatened. Red and Little Beaver race their horses through the sloshing streams of mud toward the distant dam.
We've got to make time, Little Beaver. Another few inches of water in that dam and no one knows what'll happen.
What water cover? Ain't no open dam, Red Ryder.
It's safe from here, Little Ryder. But we'll know for sure when we get there. Oh, boy.
You see something uphill?
I sure do. Looks like some of the ranchers have gotten up to the dam ahead of us. In the nasty mood they're in, there may be a different kind of trouble for them.
We see them too now. Guards on dam got a Winchester.
It'd be just as bad for him to get drowned under a flood of rifle lead as underwater. Start that pony, Little Beaver. We've got to ride and ride fast.
You betcha. Get him up, Papoose. Betcha. Get.
Never mind the rain, old boy. Lives are at stake. Hit the trail. Come on, Thunder.
Get any closer and we'll pull these triggers.
Well, pull and be blasted. No worse dying up here than being drowned.
We got no orders from the water company to open the gates. Couldn't do it even if we wanted to.
I got a wife and a newborn baby down to my cabin. Think I'm going to wait till they're drowned? The water company never had no right to dam up this water right over our heads nohow.
No, they done it legal, didn't they? Had an election.
We didn't come up here to hold a powwow. And I'm telling you for the last time, you order your men to open the floodgates or we'll do it ourselves. All right, get ready, men.
You fools! You're just begging for trouble. Stand back. Stand back! Well, then... Shot my rifle out of my hand.
Yes, and that won't be all you'll get either.
Red Ryder!
Now, don't you ranchers know you're committing suicide by coming up here and trying to take the law in your own hands?
Well, that's what we told them.
Never mind what you told them. You're just a hired bunch of gunslingers taking orders. Now, men, get back to your ranches. If the dam breaks while you're up here, not one of you could get back to help your families.
The dam's bound to break if they don't open them gates. You know well as we do, Savage and that water company of his will never open them gates, Ryder.
I don't know anything for sure. Not until I find out firsthand. Now, you men get back to your ranches, and I'll ride down and see Savage myself. The dam's not quite full yet, so we've still got a couple of hours.
That won't do much good.
Well, men, how about it? Let me try to settle this without wasting any lives. Now go on back. And I'll ride for town and talk turkey to Mr. Savage. Turkey and dressing if I have to, but I promise to get something done.
Now look, Savage, I didn't bargain for this when I agreed to help you.
Maybe you forget who it was elected you mayor.
Oh, sure, Savage, I know. But if that dam does break...
It ain't broke yet. And I ain't wasting all that water it's taken 2 years to save up.
Them ranchers up in the valley's got rights, too. What are you looking to do? Drown them like rats? Savage, you got to... Hey, look down the street.
Huh?
That's Red Ryder. He's heading right for here.
Ryder. Sticking his nose in it, is he?
Oh.
Well, maybe he'll find he's sticking his neck in, too.
Oh, what am I going to say to him? You know what he's coming here
Let
to ask.
Let him ask all he wants. That dam was built legal, and you're the mayor.
Oh.
If he threatens anything, you got the law to back you up.
But Savage...
Quiet. Here he comes now. Be smart. And if you can't be, remember, I'm just behind the door in this other room.
Yes. Yes? Come in.
Mr. Mayor, I...
Yes, Red Ryder. What is it?
Well, if this storm keeps up, that city dam up in Bucktooth Canyon's going to split wide open. And if it does...
Ryder, we can't afford to open the spillways and waste one drop of water. Not after the droughts we've been having.
Maybe you think you can afford to murder 60 or 70 families by drowning them out.
Well, we don't need you to come down here and tell us how to run our business.
No? Well, this happens to be my business. The business of any decent citizen when a few hundred lives are at stake. Now, Mr. Mayor, I'm telling you, open those floodgates.
Yeah? Well, I'm telling you, you get out of here.
Red Ryder, we waste them heap time making talk.
All right, Little Beaver.
Are you going to clean out of here or...
Or what?
I thought I heard the mayor ask you to go, Ryder.
Well, Savage, it's a good thing you're here.
And a good thing you're leaving.
Who says I'm leaving?
I did. I said you're leaving, Red. Now!
Think you can make that stick, Savage?
Yeah. Now or any other time.
I'm not a betting man, but...
Red Ryder, look him out! Savage, pick him up a chair!
You've been begging for this, Ryder, and here it comes!
I hate to do this to the mayor's office, but...
Here! Stop that! My office!
That's nothing! Red Ryder, pick him again!
It's a pleasure, Little Beaver. There!
You pleasure again, Red Ryder!
Here's Savage, and here's one for Little Beaver. Maybe that'll convince you, Savage.
Him should be plenty convincing, Red Ryder.
All right, Little Beaver, let's get out of here and back to
Savage,
the dam.
Savage, go for gun!
Why, that bushwhacker pulled...
Ryder, that was a mistake.
Think so? Then next time it won't be. Next time I won't shoot just for your hand.
You'll hear from me about this.
Maybe. But I can't promise, Mr. Mayor, that I'll be listening. All right, come on, Little Beaver. We've got to open the floodgates while there's still time. Prop that pony, Little Beaver. This storm's getting worse.
Me quad him, all right. Shake him up, Fat Goose. Scratch him.
Rattle those hoofs, fella. Climb that hill. We've got to make that dam before it's too late. Come on, Thunder. Helping us, Little Beaver. It's just piling up a roaring death for these settlers, unless... Little Beaver, listen!
That sound, no thunder! That comes from top of hill!
You're dead right, Little Beaver. That's the dam, and it's ripping wide open! Little Beaver, unless we can warn those ranchers, they're certain to be goners. Now head your pony south and give the warning. I'll take the north slope. Let's ride!
We ride them! Get them up, Papoose! Get them up!
Thunder, it's up to you. You've got to run like you never did before. Hit that trail. Come on, Thunder. Clean out of here. The dam's gone. Make for safe ground. Come on, Thunder.
Big flood coming down canyon. Dam cave in now. Get her running, Papoose. There.
Cartwright. Clem Cartwright.
Ryder. What is it? What's up?
The dam's collapsed. The canyon's filling with water. Get your family out of here.
Collapse? Oh, good heavens, man. What am I going to do with my wife and newborn baby?
Get your wagon hitched and put your wife in. I'll take care of the baby.
Clem. Clem, is that you? Who is that?
It's me, Mrs. Cartwright. Red Ryder. The dam's down and we're moving you out of here.
Oh, but we can't. The baby.
Now, Clem's taking care of you. I'll be responsible for the baby.
No, I can't.
Sorry, ma'am. I'm sure you'll both be all right. Now, let me have the little fella. There we are. And I'll be making for dry ground. Now, that's all right, son. We'll see that you're plenty safe, and you'll be back with your mother in no time. Listen to some sense. Mob action never got anybody anything but trouble. And with Savage and the mayor, trouble means hot lead. Now, with your homes wiped out, what'll become of your families if you're shot down? Where will they go? Who'll take care of them? I say ride into town, all right, but not in a shooting mood. The town's got everything their way according to legal law. But there's a moral law, too. And they owe you at least a chance to start over. All right. Then turn those horses and let's get to town.
Me go home too, Red Rider?
No, little baby. You stay here and mind the Cartwright baby.
Me no nurse girl.
Oh, yes, you are this time, little beaver. And you better be here when I get back. All right, let's ride, men. Head for town. Start making tracks, boy. Come on, thunder. Or not, Mr. Mayor, your city built a dam right over these ranchers' heads and didn't protect them. Now, all they're asking for is a chance to start over. A decent American chance of making their own living.
No one told them to stay up in that valley. They could have moved out.
You mean, Mr. Mayor, you're refusing to deal peaceable with these folks?
That's exactly what
I... Hold on, Mr. Mayor. Ryder's got a lot in what he says.
What? Savage, do you know what you're...
Legally, they got no hold on us, but certainly the tumbleweed town's got a heart, and it's not going to turn down men and women who really need help.
What does that mean, Savage?
The city owns 6,000 acres just outside Sagebrush Gorge. I say let these folks move in there and start over again.
Well, it's a mighty fine offer, Savage. How about it, Mr. Mayor?
Why, sure. I didn't think of that acreage. You men can move in and start over again.
Well, we sure owe you an apology. You're acting like real folks.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Savage. Right. And thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. All right, come on, men. Let's get back and tell the women folks the good news. Yeah. Start those ponies.
Savage, are you crazy? What's the idea of letting them move in there?
You gotta learn. Gunning honest settlers down may give this town a bad name. Unless they start breaking laws here.
Breaking the laws? What laws?
You wait, Sheriff. They can't build ranches without cash. So they'll be breaking laws soon. Plenty of them. And when they do, watch me get them and that red-headed troublemaker, Red Rider.
We return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. As we rejoin Red Rider, we find him with the settlers who were driven out by the flood, organizing them on the land given them by the town of Tumbleweed.
Feeling better?
Good morning, Mr. Ryder. Yes, I'm starting to feel myself now.
Well, your son sure looks happy here. Oh-ho, so that's it. Oh, little beaver, come here.
Oh, howdy, Red Rider. You like them little beavers, white papoose?
And I thought you were the one who didn't want to be a nurse girl.
Me no nurse girl. Me just got a little white brother. Me think of maybe me getting one for myself.
Say, that's not a bad idea. Might keep you home some of the time out of harm's way. Say, where's Clem, Mrs. Cartwright?
Well, there he is, coming now.
Well, howdy, Clem. How's it going?
Well, not bad, Red. Not bad at all. Of course, we need lumber and roofing paper and fence wire, but Me and Tim Baker is just ready to ride into town and get some.
Oh.
Giving us the land like they did, we shouldn't have any trouble getting supplies on credit till we can pay back.
Well, I... See, I'll tell you what. I'll just mosey along with you. If you need supplies, I've got some business in town, too. All right, get your horses, Clem, and let's get started. Oh, boy. Oh, thunder. All right, hold it, Clem. Here's the lumber yard.
Sure.
Let's tie them up and go inside.
All right, Red.
Right through here. There seems to be someone in the yard. Morning, mister.
Morning. Nothing I can do for you, gents?
Yes, these men are acting for the settlers the city gave the land to over in Sagebrush Gorge. They're needing some supplies to get houses built.
Well, we got the supplies. You gents got the cash?
No, hold on. We were flooded out. You know that.
Yeah? What's that mean?
Well, it means that they've got no money for the time being.
What do you take me for, a bank? My business is strictly cash. Cash plumb on the barrel head. No handouts.
We're not asking for charity. All we want is a little credit till we can get our places built and get operating.
Well, you're not getting it here, and I got no time to waste with panhandlers. Now, clear out.
You ain't ordering me around, you ringtail.
Now, Clem, easy.
Easy nothing. Calling me a panhandler? I'll show that frozen-faced penny pincher. Red, let me go.
Now, Clem, put that gun away. Now, Clem, you fool.
I'm gone, you, Red. Let go of me. There, now, I'll take care of that.
Oh, you will, won't you? Well, we... out of my hand.
Clem, you all right?
Yeah, guess so. Just a scratch on my arm. Yeah, lucky thing you shot that gun out of his hand after mine jammed up.
Well, here comes his honor, the mayor. And can't say I'm surprised either.
What are you doing in here? What's going on? Oh, so it's you, Ryder.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'm sure you and Savage weren't expecting anybody else.
Now, see here, Ryder. We've had enough of your troublemaking in Tumbleweed.
Any trouble's been made here, you and your gang of cutthroats have started. You gave these men that land and then practically dare them to come in and get supplies so that they can live on it.
Why, I'll...
They threatened to kill me and half did if I didn't just give them everything in the store.
You're a liar.
Clem, shut up. Mr. Mayor, I don't like to warn any man, but for the peace of your town, I'm warning you. Either see that these folks get what they need to live like decent people or...
Who do you think you're giving orders to?
Who? Why, to Savage's dummy, that's who.
Why, you...
Now, I see exactly what your game is now, but we're going to play it differently. Clem, you get back to the camp and send three wagons to Devil's Hole. I'll telegraph over and see that you get all the supplies you want on credit.
Oh, gosh, Red.
Now, do as I say. Now, let's get out of here before the air gets smelling so bad we can't stand it. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. And tell Savage for me, we didn't walk into his trap. There's only going to be shooting when he starts it. And if he does, I'm prepared to finish it. All right, come on, men.
Shut up. I've heard enough.
But, Savage, if they get those supplies from Devil's Hole, what chance will we have of ever getting them out of here?
Didn't I say to shut up?
I dare say. You know that sagebrush land doesn't belong to us. And if Bill Lewis ever comes back from Texas and finds what we've done, settlers living all over his place, why he'll...
Oh. When I say for you to shut up, that's just what I mean.
Yes, Savage. Sure.
If they send wagons to Devil's Hole, they'll have to come back through Antelope Pass.
Yes, but what are you aiming to do?
What do you think? I ain't letting them get supplies back here no matter how we stop them.
But that might mean killing, Savage.
You keep whining like that and it might mean a killing right here.
Savage, someday someone will get you. You'll see.
Yeah. Well, it won't be Red Rider. Make no mistake about that.
Oh,
and stop that sniveling. You're in this as deep as any of us. And what's more, you're getting your share of the cash.
Why don't you give me my share now and let me go? I'll go so far no one will ever
You're not going any place. You're staying right here and see this deal through. You understand?
Yes. Yes, Phil, I understand. What do you want me to do?
Round up Tyson and all the boys. And see that they get out to Antelope Canyon right away. When Ryder's wagons come back through there, I don't want one stick or one man left. Go on. Beat it now.
Yes, yeah. All right.
And make mighty sure there's no slip-up.
Yes.
I'm running Tumbleweed, and it's going to be a privilege to see that Ryder settles here permanent.
home, Red, and the wagon seemed to be going through fine. The
wagon's going fine up to now, but we still got a bad place through Antelope Canyon, huh, Red Rider?
I always thought Indians didn't talk much, but Little Beaver seems to tell all he knows.
You mean they might try to ambush us in that canyon?
I think Savage would try anything.
Me think him so, too. But me good Injun. Me no say so.
All right, Little Beaver.
What are we going to do, Red? Them wagons are a good half mile ahead now.
Well, we're going to slip through these rocks right up to Antelope Canyon, and if they're there, surprise them from behind.
They'd be plenty surprised, too.
Let's hope so. All right, you men. Up through those rocks. We're heading for Antelope Canyon. Watch those rocks, Thunder. All right, come on now. Start a running. Come on, Thunder. Easy now, men. Those are Savage's gun toters right below us.
They got him maybe 15 men there.
I can't see them. Where are they, Red?
Down by that clump of... Clem, come back here. You're kicking up that loose gravel. Clem, it'll roll down on them and... Oh, drat your Clem Cartwright. That gravel gave us away. Now, look, they see us. Hold your fire, boys, till we're closer. All right, come on, let's ride. Red, they're getting away, but the wagons are safe. All right, hold it, man. No use wasting lead. Oh, Red up.
We ain't no chasing.
Not much use. The wagons are through safe.
Sure, but then Gumbler is still loose.
Those Jaspers are just hired hands. Catching them wouldn't mean a thing. What we've got to do is get the men behind
it. Why, everybody knows who's behind it. Savage and that yellow-livered mayor you elected.
Knowing and proving's two different things. The way they've got the law tied up around here, you could never keep them locked up without absolute proof.
Yeah, I guess that's right, Red, but how can we get proof on sneaking mavericks like them two?
Knowing that kind as I do, I know they don't even trust each other. And that's just what I'm going to work on.
This time, me go 'em, Red Rider?
This time, Little Beaver, you sure can go 'em. Because without you, I won't stand a chance. All right, shake up that pinto.
Yippee! Me go 'em! Get up that boost, get!
Head for Tumbleweed, big fella. We're riding for a showdown. Come on, Thunder!
We did our best, Savage, I tell you. Hey, Here comes that Injun kid.
What the...
You see him, Red Rider, mister?
No, I didn't. What would he be doing here?
Me got to find him. Me got to tell him mayor's packing up money out of safe and running away from town.
What? The mayor's taking the money out of the safe? How do you know?
Me looking for Red Rider and gold there. Mayor locked door and I see him from window. Him got safe wide open and two carpet bag packed.
Well... That double dealing polecat, I'll take care of him, and good. Great, Mr. Mayor, get him up.
Savage, what's wrong with you? What's the matter?
You thieving rustler trying to skip out with all our money.
Money? Savage, you're crazy.
Yeah. Well, not crazy enough to listen to your lying anymore. You wanted to get out this morning. The way you're getting out now is feet first.
You murdering crook. You made me do all your dirty work. Hold a phony election to build your dam. And then you come in here and... Well, I've got a gun, too, and I'm using it.
Why shooting, Mr. Mayor?
Red Rider.
Well, drop that gun. Drop it. I'll be able to fetch the doctor. The law may want Savage dead or alive, but I want him alive for a 20-year sentence.
Well, what are you talking about?
That phony election, that's what. And thanks to you, I've got the whole story. You'll go behind bars, too.
Oh, you think so, do you?
For a fat man, you don't do bad, Mayor, but... Now, when you wake up, the only place you'll be mayor in is the state penitentiary.
Red, you know how much we appreciate all you did.
I got my thanks, putting those two crooks where they belong.
Yeah, and they stay them there plenty long time.
Well, tell your wife goodbye, Clem. And someday, Little Beaver and me will be back to see your son.
Yeah, you betcha. Him heap fine papoose.
Right now, I've got to get back to Painted Valley and some of Ching Hao's apple pie. Let's get started, Little Beaver.
Yeah, we start him. Get him up, papoose. Get along. Get.
Ride for home, fella. There's pie for me and plenty of feed for you. Hit that Painted Valley trail. Come on, Thunder!
Thunder!
miss the next exciting episode of Red Rider.